Okay, all right. So Tana Rabbanan and three lines in the bottom, and Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara is now going to bring a brisa that brings other shitos in Rabbanim, which is shitos about what we were discussing of mahi ba'osin yamim, the get al tanai, right? The get, you know, today if X happens. So what happens if she? What is she during those middle days? So between the scene of the get, right, he says the case is reza gitech if I die within 30 days or something like that.
Yeah.
So my Tana Rabbanan yamim shemaytayim, the days between the time that he gave the get and when he dies. Okay. So Baila Zakai b'mitziyasu masiyadeh. Basically, she's married to him, right? It's going to be like the effect is going to be then, but the trigger is later, but the impact goes back originally. So Baila Zakai, so b'mitziyasu shalom, whatever she finds, he gets uve masiyadeh, and whatever she makes b'afaras nedara and maybe mefer and nedarim. Yarsha, he inherits her if she passes away. Umetamelov, he's a kohen, he can bury her. Kol shadavar, the klal is that hare hiki ishto l'chol davar, she is like his wife for all things. Ella, the problem is she ain't a himeno get sheni. Here, Rabbi Yehuda, she doesn't need a second get. Meaning, when he passes away and the tanai is fulfilled, so then the get is chal, and he doesn't need a second to give her a second get. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, so anyone who has beer with her during that time would be a problem.
Right.
Right? But Rabbi Meir Omer, be'ilasa tluya. Her be'ila is tluya.
The father is not allowed to have with her.
Well, we'll see. We said lotus yachinimo elabifneidim. Right, so he's not supposed to. That was the Mishnah. You can't. That was yesterday's daf, all about an avid being.
We didn't know.
What?
We didn't know if it wasn't.
Right, but that was all yesterday's daf we talked about. That they can't have yichud and they can't be together.
No, it's interesting the way the Gemara starts out that they can have all of the in between, but
because we discussed it already yesterday. So Rebbeinu Omer be'ilasa tluya, it's all taloi, right? Until he either gets healthy or dies, right? Because he said b'chol yizeh. So Rav Meir says that when he says, right, me'isha ein shani ba'olam, his kavanah is that if he dies, then the get is going to be chal from the time it was the nesina, right? So therefore, if someone has be with her during those days, if he dies from the choli, then huvra davla mafreya, that the gerishin was at the beginning of the time, and the bia would be petura. But if he doesn't die, then whoever has the bia with her is chayav chatas. So whoever has been with her during that time, you know, better hope that he doesn't die.
What do you say that he said from now until Shloshim Yom?
Oh, the case that we said yesterday. It was Ba'omer Me'esha Ani Ba'Olam Hareze Gitech Imesi Mecholi Zeh. You know, this is the get if I die from the sickness,
so
right? And he says Me'esha Ani Ba'Olam. Meaning he's saying it's going to take effect one moment before
right.
I die.
Okay. It's not that he's saying I have to die within 30 days. I don't know. I thought you said, that's what I thought you said.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer, be'ilasa safek. The be is a safek. It's going to be Ashram Tolle if someone has be with her because it's a safek. Every moment is going to be a safek. Whoever has be with her is chayv to bring an Ashram Tolle. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, he's going to hold like Rabbi Yehuda from yesterday that if you say Me'esh Shani Ba'Olam, the kavan is that the get should be chal one moment prior to his death. But every hour, every moment, we're Mesupak if this is going to be the moment before, the one moment before her death. Right. So therefore, she's a Suffolk Eshish Ish, because every moment it could be that's the moment that. So therefore, even at the end when he dies, well, the moment beforehand was still a Suffolk. So you still have to bring an Ashram Tali. But Chachamim say Megureshes and Megureshes. She's divorced, but not divorced, right? Whoever has beer with her brings the Ashram Tali, similar to Rabbi Yossi. Ubilvad Sheyamos. Provide, of course, that he dies Machmas Kol Yizeh. But if he doesn't die from Machmas Kol Yizeh, then you have to bring a Chatas. So now we're going to have to figure out what the Machlokas is between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi. But we're also going to figure out Mat Ika Bein Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. What's the difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Meir says, right? Right, Rav Meir said that the bi'ilas is tluya. The bi'ilas is tluya. It's omeid until she dies. And Rav Yochanan says it's bi'ilas is suffix. So what's the nafkamina? So Amar Rav Yochanan, Ashram Toloi ikabinayim. Whether or not she's chayv to bring an Ashram Toloi is the difference between them. Rav Meir, who says that the Kavanah of the Baal is that the get will be chal at the moment of the Nesina, so then, lo maisi asham toloi. You don't bring an asham toloi. Meaning, Rav Meir is not saying that he has a suffix. Rav Meir is just saying that the chalos is going to be chal at a later, is going to be chal retroactively. Right. So you, so she's Megoresh, she's Tuluya, whether or not it's an Asr Biya or a non Asr Biya. Right. Whereas Rav Yossi says, but Rav Yossi, maisi asham toloi. He says that the kavanah of the husband is not that the get's going to be chal at the time of the nesina. Kavanah of the husband is the get's going to be chal one moment prior to death.
Right.
So therefore, every moment prior to death is a suffix, whether that is the moment, one moment prior to death. So there's an ashram tully, there's always a suffix. But Rav Meir doesn't have a suffix in, Rav Meir doesn't have to say that she's a suffix ish. She's just in limbo status until we make the determination.
Right.
Rav Yossi says that she's a suffix throughout the entire process. Right, the Chachamim Omer Megureshes Ein Megureshes. She's divorced or not divorced, which seems sounds to me like she's a suffix. So Chachamim Hainu Rav Yossi. So that's the same thing with Rav Yossi. Megureshes Ein Megureshes. We're sort of waiting. So Ike Benayu, the chilik between them is the Rabbi Zeira, is what the din of Rabbi Zeira, the Amar, which is also anachronistic because Rabbi Zeira is whatever. The Ike Benayu, the Rabbi Zeira, the Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah, Amar Shmuel, Kol Makom Shamar Chachamim Megureshes Ein Megureshes, Baal Achayv B'Mizanoseha. Do we categorize this as a case of Megureshes or Ein Megureshes? If we say we call it a Megureshes or Ein Megureshes, meaning everyone agrees Megureshes that if you're Megureshes or Ein Megureshes, the husband's Chayv to support her. The question is this a case of Megureshes or Ein Megureshes? According to Chachamim, let's finish. According to Chachamim, Megureshes Ein Megureshes is in this case, and therefore there is a Chiyuv Mizonos. According to Rabbi Yossi, this is not a case of Megureshes Ein Megureshes. There's no Chiyuv Mizonos. So look at Rashi. Ika Benayu to Rabbi Zeira. Klomar. Ika Benayu Mizoni. The Machlokas is whether or not he's obligated to support her. Uki to Rabbi Zeira. According to the Shita of Rabbi Zeira. The lo de pligi be Rabbi Zeira. It's not that they argue. One holds like Rabbi Zeira and one does not hold like Rabbi Zeira. The Tarvayu is to hold like Rabbi Zeira. They both hold like Rabbi Zeira. Rav Yossi does not call her Megureshes Ve'ein Megureshes. The Kesavra less my Mizona. He's sort of having the tail wag the dog. He doesn't want her to provide Mizonos, so he won't classify her as Megureshes Ve'ein Megureshes. Even though if you look in our Mishnah, Rav Yossi uses the words Megureshes Ve'ein Megureshes. Only in this Brisa he says Suffolk. It doesn't say, right? Trei Tanai Veli with Rav Yossi. It's two Tanayim according to Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi in the Mishnah is like the Chachamim in the Brisa. Why would you say that it's Megureshes Ve'ein Megureshes? I think that's just a status. It's a clarification. It's a code word for Chayav Mizonos. If you want to say Chayav Mizonos, you say Megureshes Ve'ein Megureshes. Rav Yossi does not want him to be Chayav Mizonos, so he does not classify her in that category of Megureshes Ve'ein Megureshes. The Chachamim who do say that there's a Chayav Mizonos will then classify her as Megureshes Ve'ein Megureshes. Okay. More Tanayim in a get. So the man says to his wife, Hareze Giteich Al Minash Shetitni Li Masayim Zuz. This is your get, on condition that you give me 200 zuz. Harezu Megureshes. She is considered Megureshes, meaning the Gerishim will take place, will have the Chalos at the moment of the Nesina. V'titein, and it's astounding, she now owes him 200, she knows 200 zuz. So when she gives him the 200 zuz, then she's Megureshes back, the Chalos is back from the beginning. But if he says, Almanash Shetitni Li Mikan Ve'atshloshim Yom. If he says, on condition that you give me 200 zuz from now, you have 30 days to give me the 200 zuz. Im Nostalobaso Shloshim Yom Megureshes. If she gives within the 30 days, then she's Megureshes. V'imla Ve'in Megureshes. More say that's Pshita. What's more teaching us? Next, Gemara Mishnah says, Amar of Shimon Ben Gamliel, Maise Bit Sidon. There was a Maise that took place in Sidon, which is the name of a place. Be'echad She'amar Le'ishto. A man said to his wife, Hareze Gitech Almanash Shetitni Li Itzdelisi. This is your get on condition that you give me my cloak. Because you have my cloak, give me my cloak. Right? But of the Itzdeluso. And she doesn't have it. It was lost. I'm not sure whether he knows or doesn't know about it, but it's lost. So what's she supposed to do? So Amru Chachamim, and the Chachamim say that, this is Rav Shimon Lil speaking, the Chachamim say that she can be Mekayim Ditznai by giving him Titen Lo Esdameh, by giving him the value of the cloak. And then that would be sufficient to satisfy the condition.
So she's still married until she gives him the 200 zuz. How does that happen if Maisha Kana Ishta Kana Bala, where does she have 200 zuz from? Where did she get the
Torah? Nitzei Malog. Someone gave her the gift. There are hundreds of ways where she can get
it. It's the Baal's.
Not every situation. You're taking a rule and you're saying that applies everywhere. We know of many instances where if someone gives a direct gift to her, maybe she's working for his own and for on her own and he doesn't have the Maisei Yadayim. There are plenty of cases where you can have that as hers.
It's similar to the first case in the Mishnah.
What?
It's similar to the first case in the Mishnah where she owes 200.
The second case?
This last case.
Right, so Gemara is going to ask, what's the case, what's it even doing here? Usually you bring a Maisa to prove one side of a Machlokas. Doesn't seem to be any Machlokas in the Gemara, in the Mishnah here to bring this Maisa. So Gemara will say, and always, that there's a Chesur Mechsura, but we'll get to that on Amud Beis, and then we'll figure out what's the Machlokas here. You bring a Maisa to prove your Tzad. You don't bring a Maisa Stam. That seems to be the general rule of the Mishnah.
If you know she doesn't have the money, then
you
start, right?
Correct. Correct. If I say that you're going to do something on a condition that it rains, and it doesn't rain, you know, the condition's not chal, and you can't, you know, it's not work.
No, the ratio says that it's a gift, and she owes the money.
Correct. So meaning the chalos takes place at time A, once she gives the money. The get doesn't happen until she gives the money, but the chalos takes back from the original time he gave the get.
Right.
It means that it's not that the get is chal only when she gives the money. Once she gives the money... Let's read the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara. So my v'titain, right? It's like talking to my kids. My v'titain. What does it mean, v'titain? It says v'titain. It's ranging from gureshes, v'titain. What does that mean? Rav Huna Amar, v'hititain. She just has to give it. Meaning that the get is chal. Right? Rashi says v'titain. T'nai ba'omahi. So t'nai, stipula t'nai. V'ki mekaimolei. And when she does the t'nai, Igla Milsa, it's now revealed, Demishas Nesina Kitahave. At the moment of the Nesina, that's when the get is chal. The kol almanas, that every almanas will say, is me achshav, meaning right now. Almanas came to Lakayim. So the get is, the chalos of the get ends up going back to Shas Nesina. That's according to Rav Huna. Rav Yehuda Amar, licheshetitain. When she gives the money, that is when the chalos of the get is chal.
So that's not from then. But
no,
from
so you
now.
Have point A of the Nesina, point B of the Nesina of the Mos. Right. She gives the Nesina of the Mos. When is the Get Chal? According to Rav Huna, the Get is Chal from point A of the Nesina. According to Rav Yehuda, the Get is Chal to the Nesina of the money. Rav Yehuda Amar Licha Shatitain. So my Benayu, I mean, clear Benayu, I don't understand the question. My Benayu is, when is the Chalos of the Get?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think this means, what are other ramifications of this Machlokas? So my Benayu, Ike Benayu Sheniskaroha Get Oshe Ovid. He gave her the get, and he says, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 tzuz, I mean, amanas, and in the meantime, the get is lost. It gets burnt up, it gets lost, the get is gone. And then she gives him the Masayim tzuz. So if you say, so we're inside, Rav Huna Amar v'hititain, and he says, it's Stama Tanai, so once she gives it, the chalos is way back when, so the chalos is back when, point A, she had the get at point A, she's divorced, it's fine, you don't need a second get. The Ainu Sricha Yemenu Get Sheni. Rav Yehuda Amar, Lichesh Titain, the chalos is being established now when she gives the money, when she's giving the money right now, there is no get. Lichesh Titain, Sricha Yemenu Get Sheni. She will need another get. Right, Rashi says, because Lichesh Titain, Kvar Ozuli Gita, it was already gone. Now the Gemara is going to bring a similar machlokas regarding Kiddushin. It's going to bring down a different nafkamina. Tosas points out that there are many nafkaminos. Each one is a nafkamina. The Kiddushin is a nafkamina. The case that they bring down. Just that they're picking one. And then the Gemara says, why need the machlokas by Gerushin and by Gin and by Kiddushin isn't the same machlokas? And they'll say it's Sricha. So Utna Nami Gabi Kiddushin, Kihai Gavna. Even by Kiddushin, we have a similar to our Mishnah. Right? Ditznan. We're learning the Mishnah, this is the Gemara, this Mishnah Kedushin, Daf Samech. Ha'omer Le'isha says to a woman, Hareyat Mikudeshes Li, you are Mikudeshes to me, yes, with this Shavit Pruta, this Pruta, Almanash She'etain Lach Masayim Zuz. On condition, Almanash, which means Me'achshav, if I give you 200 Zuz. So Harehi Mikudeshes Ve'yitain, she is Mikudeshes Ve'yitain. And again, what does Ve'yitain mean? So the Itmar, and we learned in the base measures, my v'yitain, what does v'yitain mean? Rav Huna Amar, the kavana is that the isha's mekudesh is me right away, v'hu yitain, and he has to afterwards give her. Granted, if he doesn't give it to her, then the tznai is not fulfilled, right? V'hu yitain. Rav Yehuda Amar, l'chesha yitain, the chalos of the kiddushin is chal only when he gives her the masayim zuz. And my beinayu, so the Gemara asks, what's the nafmina between them? Nafmina between them could be maybe if, you know, well, you can't say the pruta was given all the time. My benayu. Right, you can't say the nafkamina between them is that the pruta, closest point says that the pruta is lost. Because if the pruta gets lost, it was lost from her reshus, and it's hers to use.
Hers, right.
So that's why he can't say that. So he says, that's why it's not the parallel of Afkamina to our case. So my benayu, what's the difference between them? Again, the difference between them is clear. One is the chalos of the kedushin chal, but what's another difference between them? Ike benayu, she pashta yada, the kibla kedushin me acher. She stretches out her hand, and she accepts kedushin from a third party, in the meantime, before the money is given to her. So Rav Yehu, and then he gives the money later, I guess, obviously. So Rav Huna Amar, Vuhu Yitain, Tanai Ba Amahu, Mikayim Tanai Ba Ozio. So once he's Mikayim the Tanai, the Kedusha was already Chal Vichadchila, and therefore what?
She's already married.
The second Kedusha can't work. Right, Rashi says, Mikayim Tanai Ba Ozio, but have a Kedusha of Kedusha Lema Freya, Vishalsheni Enokum. There's nothing. But Rav Yehuda Amar Licha Shayitain, there's no chalos until he gives her the money. Lichi Yahiv La Hu Da Have Kedushin. Hash to Lo Have Kedushin. Therefore, she accepts Kedushin from somebody else. In the meantime, that second Kedushin is going to be chal. Because they're correct. According to Rav Yehuda, the second Kedushin. So now the Gemara says, well, why do I need the same machlokas by Gittin and by Kedushin? What I need in both instances. So it's Richa. I need it in both cases. Have we just had the second case, in the case of Gemara Mishnah Kedushin, Baha Ka'am Rav Huna Vahu Yitain. In that case, Rav Huna is going to say that maybe, only there Rav Huna says that the Chalos is Lima Freya, right? Mishum Dilikruva Kasi. Because he really wants her. He wants to bring her in. And therefore, since he wants to bring her in, maybe Minastam, his Kavana was, that the Kedushin should be Chal at this moment. Aval Gabe Gerishin. But when it comes to divorce, Dilirachuka Kasi. That's to push him away. And Rashi says, fascinating, he says, Mestama Bekoshi Humagarsha. I don't know why that's stama. And why is most cases of Gershon that he doesn't really want to do it? That's not his, maybe he does want to divorce her. Later on, Amud Beis, Rashi says, the opposite Mestama, he wants to divorce her. So I don't know why he's saying.
I would think he wants to get it
done. Right, yeah, but he does. According to this Gemara, he's saying, about Gabi Gershon, the Ruchuka Asi, maybe he wants to delay it as much as possible. Ema Modli Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe then. Rav Huna is molded to Rabbi Yehuda that the chalos is only going to take place at the moment that the money is given. I don't know.
He doesn't
have the ksuba. That's okay. What does the ksuba do with it?
He wants a delay. What's the
rabbi? Then why do the whole thing? So that's why you have it by kiddushin. Now the iashmin and gabe gerishin. Now if you had this case only by gerishin, maybe b'haka am Rav Huna v'hititein. Maybe only here Rav Huna says that the chalos is right away. That the nesinis again, even though he didn't get from her the money. Basically, he's extorting her in the divorce case, right? Mishum d'lo kasif lemitba, because after the gerishin, when they're no longer together, he's going to have no problem to go after her and say, give me the money, because they're divorced. But aval gabi kiddushin, when it comes to kiddushin, since the ksifa lemitzvah, she may be embarrassed to go and ask her husband after kiddushin to give me the money. So ema modi le Rav Huna. Maybe then Rav Huna would be modi to Rav Yehuda that the woman doesn't want the kiddushin to be chal until she gets the money, because she's not. I'm not exactly sure what that means. So she's not going to go chase after him to get the money, and therefore that delays the chalos of the kiddushin. I'm not sure how that works.
Why would she be ashamed?
Why would she be afraid?
No, she's already married.
She's not married yet.
Okay, she doesn't get the money. She's
not married. So she's embarrassed to go after him after writing the chizupa the misbei. So Emo, we could say that modi leila Rav Yehuda. He would be molded to Rav Yehuda, and there, I'm not sure why. Because I guess maybe because you want since she's not going to go after the money. So you can't say that the chalos is originated from the original spot. You have to wait till actually she gets it. But that's not the.
She's in limbo for his next
one. He just wants time to reconcile.
That's by the Gerishin part. That's by him. But I'm trying to figure out what does it mean that she's like Yoni's answer. What does it mean that she's embarrassed? She's embarrassed and therefore to get them to ask him and therefore what?
Kedushin will start
later time.
That's right.
He'll get more time.
No, but that's by the Kedushin case. We're talking about the Kedushin case. Right. That's what he says by the Kedushin case?
The note basically is telling you that that's exactly what's happened. Because she's embarrassed to ask, he's then sort of invested in himself to make sure that he pays so that it gets taken care of. Otherwise, she's not going to ask him.
And therefore, we're going to wait till he
delays everything.
So we delay everything. Okay.
But meanwhile, she's in limbo. She can't consummate the marriage because you don't know if you'll ever give her the money. I mean, it's the same as a gift. She's going to be in limbo. If he says,
eventually, first of all, she agreed to it. So it's not like she.
But he's still got to fulfill the other part tonight.
What?
He has to fulfill it tonight.
Or he can retract him tonight and be done.
Or he can retract
him.
He can
be done with it. She's not married to him yet.
Exactly.
Okay. So the Iyash Minin Gabi Kiddushin, and if we say the halacha only by Kiddushin, now we're going to go by the Rabbi Yehuda, and it's going to be the opposite. The Iyash Minin Gabi Kiddushin, maybe the Hakam Rabbi Yehuda, in this case Rabbi Yehuda said that the chalos is only later, lichka shayitain, mishum dekhsifu limizbeh, because he's embarrassed to go, it's going to delay everything. About Gabi Gerishin, the lokos limitba, but by Gerishin, the husband is not embarrassed to go after, there's going to be no delay, even more delay Rabbi Yehuda, maybe he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. The Iyash Minin Gabi Gerishin, and if we say only the case of Gabi Gerishin, maybe the Hakam Rabbi Yehuda, lichka shayitain, maybe that's only the case where he says the Gerishin isn't chal right away. At the moment of the nesina of the money, mishum l'ruchugasi, because he's pushing her away. So he wants to happen. He wants it to happen
later.
So therefore, it's hard for him. He wants it to happen later. And it's opposite, complete opposite. Aval gabi kedushin, the kruvik asi, the kedushin wants to bring her close. So in mode Rav Huna, maybe he'll be mode to Rav Huna that it happens right away because he wants it to happen right away. So therefore, tzricha. Therefore, we need the amorim to make the machlokas in both cases.
Right.
Okay. Now the Gemara is going to ask on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Right. Rabbi Yehuda said that the chalos of the gerishin does not take place until the nesina, as opposed to Rav Huna says once the nesina is given, the chalos takes place back then. So meisve, we learned in a brisa, a guy says to his wife, this is your get. Only if you pay me. You pay me, I give you the get. So even if the get is ripped off, if something happens to the get and she gives the money afterwards, she's still migoreshes. She's still the divorce. And she can't marry somebody until she actually gives the money. Meaning she's in this limbo status, but the chalos still is in effect way back when, even if the get is destroyed. We said that was the nafgamina that Yehuda would not. It would say if it gets destroyed, she's not divorced. This price clearly says she is divorced, meaning the chalos took place back in the beginning. Va'od, another kasha Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya, we have another price that says, guy says to his wife, Hareze gitech al menasha titni li masayim zuz. This is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz. Umes, and then he dies. This is fascinating. Without children. He dies. Right, why did you say without children? Why did Rashi say that?
For purposes, probably.
Yeah, but why does it make it? It doesn't say it's without children here. I got that from somewhere.
Oh, if it was children, it would be difficult to people.
Should be, if there were children.
Then there would be people.
Correct, but what would you work about?
That's worse.
Right, so therefore, Nasna, if he gives the money, then the Tanai is.
If she gives him.
She gives him the money.
Before he dies.
No, after he dies. So not Tanya. And he dies. Nasna. Right. So if he gives him the money prior to death, you're correct. He gives him the money prior to death, then the Tanai is Kayim, and therefore Ana Zukuk L'Yavim. She's divorced, and there's no Yivim. Lo Nasna, if he doesn't give the money before he dies, then she's a Zukuk L'Yavim. She has to go to Yivim because the get wasn't Chal, because the Tanai wasn't fulfilled. But Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer says that there's another way that she can fulfill the Tanai. No senes la aviv o la achiv o la echem in a krovim. She can give it to the money to the father, to the brothers, to any of the other krovim. And by this, she can fulfill the Tanai, and therefore she's divorced from retroactively from the beginning. So the Gemara then says,
give me 200 zuz, and she gives us
the Gemara says, ad kan lo plivi. Both Ratana Kam and Shimon Gamliel agree that the chalos gerishin would take place originally. Right, the machlokas is Ella Demar Savar, the Tanakama holds like Mr. G, that Li is below the Yarshi. Then we say, give me, right. It only means me, it explicitly excludes anybody else, my Yarshim. Umar, Rav Shimon Gamliel Savar, Li Vafilu Yarshi. Rav Shimon Gamliel argues, and he says, Al Mas Titen Li, included in that means Yarshim. Even to my Yarshim. But Kule Alma, Miham Tanahave, everyone agrees it's Tama Tanai, meaning that when you fulfill the Tanai, the question is whether or not you can fulfill the Tanai here. In the states when he dies. But everybody agrees, if you could fulfill the Tanai, the chalos of the Geirishin would be Limafreya. And that's a Tiyufta of the Rabbi Yehuda. And that would be a Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. So we have two Brises asking Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda.
But you're considering this in a Chov. It's not a chov. He says that tonight to get a divorce. It's not a chov on her to get to give it to, for him to give her the money. He doesn't want to get to change his mind.
Okay, first of all, it she's giving the money.
Or she, even if she. I mean,
so Rav Shimon Gamliel argues with you. Rav Shimon Gamliel argues with you and says if she gives the money to the Yorshim,
why would that be an obligation? Why
she doesn't add obligated. If she doesn't want to, she doesn't. And then there's no Gerushin. If she wants the Gerushin, correct.
So what's the ramification now?
That
so
what?
She was never divorced.
If she doesn't give the money?
Right.
Then she has to do Yivam.
Then she has to do Yivam.
But she doesn't want to do Yivam. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you give the money to the Yorshim and they get his Chalam Afreya.
According to Rav Shimon it's Get Achanisa.
It's not, because the Chalosa the Get, it's not, because the Chalosa the Get.
She gives it to the in-laws.
So when's the Chalosa the Get? By point A. That's when he was alive. It's just the trigger. That's just the trigger, but the Chalosa's right back then, so it's not La Achanisa. It says if the get was given,
they're basically
backdated. Ein get la means you can't create the chalos of a get after misa.
After misa.
Here, the chalos of the get beforehand. Right. Okay, so Amalach Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says they don't have to ask me a kasha on this brisa because Hamani, who is the sheet of the two brises you brought down to me? That is Rebbe. It's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Right, the Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rebbe. If you say almanas, that means me achshav. That means from that right now. Almanas means almanas titan li matzayim zuz means from now. If you give me 200 zuz, but I don't hold like that. But the rabbanon argue that, and they say that even if you say almanas, that the chalos isn't chal until you fulfill the tonight. And I hold like rabbanon. So the Gemara says. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda sets up that there's a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rebbe. If what someone says almanas, all our cases are almanas. He sets up a machlokes whether almanas means may achshav or not, which seems to be the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says almanas means may achshav. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't mean may achshav. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zeira, the Vav I think should come out, the Girsa, but it doesn't matter. Amar Rabbi Zeira, ki havinam bevavel. Remember, Rabbi Zeira at the end of Ksubas very much wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you're not allowed to move. So he basically snuck out. He snuck out of Bavel to move to Eretz Yisrael. Amar of Rabbi Zeira, ki havina bevavel. When I was in Bavel, Amrinon, they said, had the Amar of Huna, Amar of Rebbe, kol ha'omer amanas, ka'omer me'achshav dami pligar rabbanalei. In Bavel, they said that this was a machlokas, that the rabbanon argued about almanas. Ki sliki, but when I got to Eretz Yisrael, ashkech teili Rav Asi, the Yosef ka'amar, I found Rav Asi, who was sitting, and he said, Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan, name Rabbi Yochanan. There is no machlokas that hakol modim baomer almanas ke omer me achshav dami. They all agree that if you say almanas, that means me achshav. What's their machlokas? Their machlokas is what we discussed a few days ago when the guy says two contradicting languages. He says me hayom ula achar misa. So is me hayom ula achar misa? Is that just a tonight? It's from today. If I die, or is the achar misa meaning a retraction of me hayom and therefore would be a get la achar misa? He says, "Lo nechaku ella mehayom ula achar misa." And v'atanya benichusan, we have a brisa that supports mehayom ula achar misa. Guy says to his wife, "Hareza gitech mehayom ula achar misa." So the chachamim say, "Get ve'eno get." It's a suffic get. We don't know because we don't know what his language means. Is it a retraction? Is it just a t'nai? But Rabbi Meir Omer kazeh get. This is a get because we are certain that he only made this gerushin al tanai that he dies. Right, that's what it is. But somehow, for some reason, the fact that the Chachamim had to argue with Rebbe in this case, where the Baal said, Hameyayom al achar misa, the Gemara is making a diuk that if he says al manas, there is no machlokas. It's only in this case where they argue, but not in the case of al manas. So, it's a question of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, you said that you hold a Chachamim who argue on Almanas, and therefore all these Brisos are not a question on you, because those are the Shitas of Rebbe. But we just proved that the Chachamim hold like Rebbe. So who are you holding like? If you're holding like nobody, then these Brisos are kashas on you. We still back to Yufta. So, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amr ba'Almanas pligi, Rabbi Yehuda says that they argue on Almanas, ademifically b'mayom achamisa, lifkli ba'Almanas. Why are you going all the way to the more difficult case of Mehayom al Achamisa? Let them argue in Almanas. So therefore you have a kasha. So comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, or the Gemara answers Rabbi Yehuda, L'hodiyacha kocho de Rebbe, to show you how powerful Rebbe Shita is, that even where that he would hold that even where he holds that the get is Vaday Pasul, is Vaday Kasher. Right, in this case where he says Mehayom al Achamisa, that the Chachamim say that it's
She's allowed to remarry. That's what he said.
Right, so what's the kocho or Rebbe? Why the case, the machlokas they brought down is mehayom la'achar misa, lodika kocho the Rebbe, that even in this case, he holds that the get is vadei kosher. But the Chachamim would agree, that Almanas would also be possible. They're just trying to say that Rebbe, they agree by Almanas, and Rebbe even goes as far to say that in this case, the get is kosher. V'lifiku ba'almanas. Why do you say ba'almanas, the argument by Almanas, lodika kocho and the Rabbanon, to show us the kocho and the Rabbanon, who are going to say that Almanas is not Me'achshav. Why don't you make Machlokas there to show the power of Rabbanon? So he says, no, Korach that Teira Adif. Korach HaTeira is Adif Lein. What's the HaTeira here is Rebbe, who's being mocked to her with the get. He's saying that's a get kosher, so whenever you always want to say, show Korach that HaTeira, because it's very easy to be mocked here. It's Rashi and Rashi and Beitz on that, Beitz and Beitz, says that Korach that it's very easy to say that you're mocked here. There's no big deal to that. When you make ill, that you have to really prove yourself. But therefore that having the showing the machlokas dafka in the case of mehayom, but Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that they also argue in almanas. No, that doesn't make sense. Maybe it's inside. Again, so they showed the machlokas by Mehayom to show us the Koach of Rebbe that even Mehayom he's going to say it's kosher. And therefore, what? Is that answer for Rabbi Yehuda? So, how's that answer for Rabbi Yehuda? There's a little Rashi, right? Right, Rumashani, he says, look at Rashi, Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda, the Mifligi Bahachmas, Misnisa, Bayom, Lachamisa, Lashmunda, Baal, Manas, Basal, Barbano, Kosakin, ha. Oh, Mashani, Lahachi, Iflugo Bahachi, Lodicha, Kocho, the Rebbe, Miu, Rabbanon, be Almanas, Nami, Pasli. Rabbanon will passel by Almanas, and therefore the Rabbanon do argue with Almanas. Rebbe says Almanas is good. Chachamim say Almanas is not good, is not made Akshav, and therefore Rabbi Huda will hold like the Chachamim. Yes, no, do it again, Yoni, okay, so, right, we brought down the machlokas, we thought that there's a machlokas by the words of almanas, right, Rehuda says, they say almanas, is almanas mean me'akshav,
right.
So we proved that from when Reb Zeira came to Eretz Yisrael, that there is no machlokas by almanas, the Chachamim agree that be almanas means me'akshav. And then we prove that because we have a brisa where they say specifically argue of for mehayom ulachar misa, which means that they're not arguing by almanas. So we're asking Rabbi Yehuda, why don't they argue by almanas? Rabbi Yehuda says to teach you the kocho of the Rebbe. They do argue by almanas, but we want to say even in this case of mehayom ulachar misa, with this contradictory language, even in that case, Rebbe shows that the get is kosher. But there is a machlokas by. There is a machlokas by almanas. We just mentioned the machlokas here because it's a much stronger case to not hold that it's a kosher get. And even here, Rebbe holds it's a kosher get. Lo di kakocha de Rebbe. Okay. Fine. Well, thank you. So that makes it better. Okay. Next. The Mishnah says, almanas titni li mikam v'ad shloshim yom. So the get Mishnah said, this is your get on condition that you give it to me from now in 30 days. If she gives it in 30 days, she's megareshes. If not, she's not megareshes. The Gemara says, pshita. Let's push it.
Right.
You have 30 days to fulfill it tonight. You fulfill it tonight, good. You don't fulfill it tonight, no good. Or good. So, Ma'u de Tema, the Gemara says, Ma'u de Tema, pay the lo kapidi, but rather the zaro ka'osi, kamash mo'an. You would have had to have him mean, I don't know why, you would have had to have him mean that he doesn't really mean that you need to give it 30 days and then 30 days of time's up. He's being desirous. I want the money now. Do it now. So he gives it his time period, but he's not really makbid on the time. Kamash mo'an, that he really is. He means what he says. He's makbid on the time.
Right.
Okay, so, Amar b'shimu megamliel, ma'isim et saidin. The Maisa took place in Sidon. So the Gemara says, "My Tana, the Katani Maisa. What is the Machlokas? What din in the Mishnah do we we're trying to prove now of a Maisa?" Go Rashi. Rashi says, "My Tana." That's on the first short line. "My Tana le Elmine bedamim the Katani Maisa betzidan." Like my Raya, the ancient Maisa Mishnah El Raya. You want to bring a Maisa? You need to bring a Raya. What's the case? The Gemara says, there's something missing in the text. Vahaki katani, and this is how you read the Mishnah. Im amar la, if the husband says to the woman, this is your get, almanasha titni itzdilisi, that you give me my cloak. Va'avda itzdiluso, and the cloak is lost. So, the Chachamim say, itzdilisi dafaka amar la, he wants the cloak, You didn't give the cloak.
It's meant the cloak.
But Rabbi Shimon Malil Omer, Titin lo Dovetz the Mer. The cloak's lost, give him the money. Give him the money. And then Rabbi Shimon brings a Maisa to prove his case. And Rabbi Shimon, Maisa Nami, beside them, the Echo Charm Elisa, raise the Gita, Hamash Titin Leitz Delisi, Vav Delitz Deliso, Vav Rechachom, and Titin lo Dovetz the Mer. So Rabbi Shimon brings that case to prove him. So basically, what we just did, we've now created a machlokas in the Mishnah, where if a guy says, give me a certain object, and you don't have the object, will money substitute? Will the money be substitute for it? The Chachamim say no. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says yes. Okay. So boy, me name Ravasi Rabbi Yochanan. So Ravasi asked me Rabbi Yochanan. Guy says, "Hareza gita chamenash shetitni li masayim zuz." This is my get on condition that you give me the 200 zuz. The Chazav Amar law, and then he says to the husband, says to the wife, "Mechulim lach, I'm mechul you the money." So does that mean it's a get now automatically? So mahu, what's the din? What's the din? Is that considered a get? Rashi says, "Mahu mi havi hach mechila ki matnai ki ul nit noslin lo olo." Is her mechila considered a kiyum of the tanai, and therefore the tanai is fulfilled, and therefore there is a get? Or you say, mochli, no, don't give me the money, and then there's no get. You know, we're done.
Yeah.
So, mahu, what's the din? So, tibayi le rabbanan, you can ask this question on rabbanan. Again, rabbanan say something other than the actual tanai will not fulfill the tanai. Shimon says yes. So what about over here when there's mechila? So tibayi le rabbanan, tibayi le Shimon ben Gamliel. Tibayi le rabbanan, you could say that ad kan lo kam rabbanan hasam. In our Mishnah, the Rabbanan say that it's not good to substitute anything else because Ella Dilo Achla Gaba, because he wasn't Mochel on the Begin. And then the scene of the money is not considered a substitute. Aval Hacha, but in this case that you just asked, Hakka Amar Mochulim Lach. He said it's Mochel. So he says if he got it, because he doesn't care about it anymore. O Dilmo, you can say, Afil Rav Shimon Gamliel. Even Rav Shimon Gamliel says that money is a substitute. Loka Amar Ella de Kame Feis Lebe Dme. It's only when he gives him something of value. But he doesn't give her anything. He doesn't give him anything. Well, then maybe it's not considered as if he got what he asked for. So Amalei, Sir Yochanan says, we're going to hold and say Eina Megureshes, that the Mechila is not considered Kikabalas Hamos, and therefore she's not divorced, as if he said that the whole story is done. Okay. So Eisvi, now we're going to ask Rav Yochanan. Following question. Omer Lechaveiro, guy says to his buddy, Konim Shatan Neneli, Im I atanosin livni kor echa shochitin v'shtei chaver shoyayin. Unless you give my son all this stuff, then everything of mine is usher to you. I make a konim of my stuff to you, unless you give my stuff, money, stuff to my son. Or Meir Omer, usher ad sheyitein. So the guy cannot benefit from me. You can't benefit from me until you give me this stuff. The chachamim omrim, chachamim say, avze yochol hatir es nidro shelo al pi chacham. I can be matir this neder. I don't even need to go to a chacham to be matir neder. I can simply say, Omer harein ki ilhiz kabalti. I could say it says if I already accepted it, I'm done. I'm mochel, and if I'm mochel, it says if I got it. So that's a kashan Rabbi Yochanan, because you just said if you're mochel, it's not as if I got it. So the Gemara says hachi hashta. There's no comparison. Hasam letziura kamekavin. There, right in the case of Rabbi Yochanan by the get, it's the purpose was to be mitzaher. He wanted to be mitzaher by making her pay.
Right.
He wanted to make her pay, and there letziura kamekavin, and therefore and lotzira, and he didn't. He's now going like into the reasoning of it. He wants to buy. He's extorting her. He's extorting her, and then he says, "I'm mochel her." Means I'm not extorting from you anymore. But he does. The only reason he'd be satisfied if he extorted the money from her. So just because he says mochel, that means everything's done. But there's no get. But hacha harvacha mishum harvachahu. He wants his son to have money. V'halo itzrich. And now when he's mochel, it must mean because he doesn't need the money anymore. Different motivations lead to different dinim. Okay. Now, another machlokas Amoroyim. Now, you're going to see who they, and we're going to try to figure out who these Amoroyim hold like. Right? Habahu Gavra, there was this one guy who owned the field, the Amrli La'arisei, said to his sharecroppers, Kuli Amo, the standard contract with sharecroppers is, Dolot Plas Talvasa, they irrigate, they water the field 3 times, for Achli Rivya, and they get 25% of the produce. Ad, but you, Dil Arba, you can do another watering of the crop, for Achl Tilsa, and then you can get 33%. Of the crop. So he said, okay, he agreed. And Lesof, in the end, when it came time for the fourth watering, Asamitra, it rained. It rained. So what's the story? Does it found a fulfillment of the Tanai, and does he get the extra money? Does he get 33% instead of 25%? He only awarded 3 times. Amar Rav Yosef hadot lo dollar. Well, he didn't do it the 4th time. He didn't fulfill that condition. He doesn't get the extra money. V'rabba Amar halo istricha. No, he would have. He would have. It just the rain came, but that was the contract. So he gets the money. But in Metzias, he has a contract that says it should be that I would have, and I agreed to you. Just because it rained and you don't need it, why does that bother me? That's your mazel, right? I have a contract with you that you're gonna mow my lawn, and in the end, somebody else mowed the lawn. You still owe me the money.
Or the grass didn't grow.
You still owe me the money. So Lema Rabbi Yosef to Amma Rabbi Yosef, he says that he only gets the 25% like everybody else. Maybe who he holds like the Rabbanan, because that's what Yoni's saying, is that if you didn't give me that, something else doesn't substitute. So that's just like you're not the money doesn't substitute for the cloak. So to hear the rainwater doesn't substitute for your watering it. The Rabbah Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, Rabbah Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says doesn't matter. Whatever you got, you if you substituted something else, that substitute counts. So the rainwater is a substitute now for the irrigation. The Tisbrook, how can that be? How can you line up Rabbah with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Va'kaimalon halichos ha'gavasi de Rabbah. We hold that the halachos like Rabbah, where he argues on Rabbi Yosef, except for three cases, and therefore in our case the halacha would be like Rabbah. The Baha ain't halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and this is one of the three cases where we don't hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, so it doesn't line up. You can't if you're lining Rabbah like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it can't work because you can't line them up. So Elo Olam, so the Olam, let's finish over here. Elo Olam ki Rabbanan. Both Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef hold like Rabbanan that what? They hold like Rabbanan that it's not considered a valid substitute. Rabbi Yosef is Kirabanan, that's not in the Kaima Tanai, and therefore he doesn't get the quarter, he doesn't get the 33%, he gets the 25%, because the rainwater doesn't substitute for the irrigation. Right? Virab Amar Lach, and Rabbah says, Ana da Amri, I can say even according to Rabbanan. Ad kan lo kam Rabbanan Hasim Ella Litsiuri Kamikavin. There, the whole reason was he was wanting to torture her. And then he's mochalit. He didn't get what he wanted out of it. Right. But aval hacha mishum harvachalu. Again, he just wants it to rain a fourth time. He wants what a fourth watering, and he got vahalo itzterich. And now he doesn't need it, right? He doesn't need it. And since the rain fell, therefore it says if the tanai was mekayim, and therefore he only has to pay him a third, like everybody else, like what Yoni said. Okay.
Matthias,
he ended up getting it, but he only was going to pay him if he watered it a fourth time. Okay, so now we're going to have to stop here. Everybody have a good day.